listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare,
you're listening to the
Broadway
Baby Your
Media,
Baby podcast
and the Utah
with
Department
myself,
of Health.
Jade Elliott, joined today by Yas, and we're talking about virtual meetings, virtual support groups. I think in the time of the world we live in right now, virtual has become even more relative than it was before. And Intermountain offers some of these virtual support groups to talk to moms about self-care, which is so important and something we forget about so often. And then also stress management tools, talking about preventing postpartum depression, preventing anxiety. Again, very important topics. Claire, thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited to kind of dig into these topics with you.
Well, thank you for having me. This is really important in our work, for sure.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, whether you're pregnant for the first time, being a first-time mom, or, you know, pregnant with your second, third, fourth, fifth child, you now have to care about someone else. And sometimes, more often than not, you forget to care about yourself. And
yes. And
it's so important that moms take that self-care time. Talk to us about this virtual support group. Talk to us about what it teaches moms.
So I would say this started in person before COVID, and then COVID happened. And so we are ready to roll it out virtually. Certainly with HIPAA guidelines, that makes it a little tricky. But I think it's important. I normally triage and see patients at an OBGYN clinic, and we have noticed a big increase in anxiety, depression, a lot of anxiety since COVID. And so I think this 6 classes allows people to hear that what they're feeling is completely normal, but also to hear that they're like many other people. It's not just them feeling overwhelmed, nervous, anxious, or even depressed. And so I think that that's one of the main things, is to normalize this feeling of anxiety and depression.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. I know for our listeners, anyone who listens to our Baby Your Baby podcast, I talk about you're not being on an island. You're not the only one. You're not on this island by yourself feeling this way or dealing with said issue or that your baby's crying. You're not the only one. And to be able to know that there is someone probably down the street from you going through the same thing can make such a difference in your anxiety, in your stress
Absolutely.
Management. So with that, with these virtual classes, how do moms connect? How do they kind of get off that island and make that connection with others? Because, you know, whether you're a first-time mom or you're new to the community, you know, maybe you're away from your family, your support system might have changed. You know, how do they connect through this?
So they go to Intermountain Healthcare. The listing will be on your website, and they can see the classes listed and go ahead and log in. They would need to sign up for a WebEx ability. And so there's a few steps. Then it's a $15 payment. And certainly there are scholarships if that's an issue. And we will send out a packet. So there's a workbook that goes along with this, so that some of this classroom work then gets taken at night. And so it's based on looking at your mental health, looking at how you're feeling, and taking that, doing some homework, and stopping the more harmful thoughts and starting to change that into more healthy thoughts.
That's so important, you know, taking some of those harmful thoughts, turning them into healthy thoughts, and being able to have the tools to do that.
Absolutely. And being able to look at, it's not all or nothing. Looking at Well, maybe the baby did cry a little bit more than you wanted today, but look at all the great things you did. It teaches you you're your baby's first teacher. Both parents are. And so going home and doing some of this homework with dad is helpful. Some of the feedback we got from the classes were, my husband kept asking me what I was doing. And when I told him, he was able to give me some feedback that was really helpful or supportive, reassuring.
And that's great because it really is a partnership, and it takes a village to raise any family for that matter. You were talking about teaching. Talk to me about who teaches these virtual classes.
It's taught by trained nurses with labor and delivery experience over 20 years. And also we have mental health specialists who are also helping to collaborate on some of this information. That way, if we do get a patient who or client who is struggling, we are able to give them the resources necessary.
And you found this curriculum developed at Northwestern University, all evidence-based. I mean, this is curriculum that's being used and proven to show that it really does help, you know, all of the behavioral health outcomes.
Absolutely. So initially when they started this at Northwestern, they did it based on some needs in the community, and we're able to develop this. The movie that we initially show is now changing. They're updating it because it's probably from the early 80s. And so people kind of chuckle at first at the clothing and some of the different hairstyles from this movie that we show, but nothing changes. And I think that that's important to understand is, while we have this pandemic right now and it's increasing anxiety, this isn't something that is new. This has been going on since forever. And moms are just now really talking about it and how it's okay to say, I'm overwhelmed. It's okay to say, I don't have all the answers. But dialogue with other people and sharing your experiences, hearing how other people may have gotten through a difficult time is very helpful. And I think you see it when people see other faces, it puts an understanding to it that we're all in this together.
Yeah, it is, because it is okay to not be okay sometimes, and to know that other people, other women, other families are going through the same thing that you are. And you mentioned a little bit about the pandemic, and of course that adds extra stress, extra anxiety. But it's also, like you said, created this opportunity to do these courses virtually. And there have to be benefits for that, for moms and families as well, who maybe couldn't have gone to those in-person classes.
Absolutely. Ideally, this was designed for second and third trimester moms and then postpartum who were struggling a little bit. And if you have a new baby, it's difficult to get out. Last year, we were teaching this in person, and we just were so grateful that these women could come out with a baby in that weather and that it was important enough for them to do that. I think that we're going to try and space the times a little bit so that we can have an afternoon for moms that are working. Some of the feedback we got was it would be nice to meet other moms who do work and who don't work. And so maybe having some different times that would help so that these women could then meet even off camera if they decided to do that.
And then be able to kind of create their own little support group and system outside of it as well.
Absolutely.
which is great. You of course talk about, you know, the stress management, the self-care, postpartum, depression, anxiety, all those very, very important topics. But another thing that you guys cover in these classes, that importance of mother-baby bonding. This isn't just a mommy class, it's a mommy and baby class as well.
Mothers need to realize they're their child's first teacher. Your response to things is what your baby realizes. And if you have a baby that's crying and you're constantly just pacifying that child with screen time or something else, there's something that develops. I'm not important enough for my mom to take time with me. This isn't important enough. And so we need to realize, while we think we're engaging a child with some of these external things, truly FaceTime, talking to baby, reading, singing, is all stimulating for the baby. It develops those brain chemicals and endorphins. And so it's important to know that you're the first teacher, but you're the best one. You're the best one for this.
And I think that's an incredible reminder too, because just going back to that self-care for moms, sometimes you don't think that you're doing the best at being that teacher either. And that reminder that, no, you are doing the right things. And here's some more tools for you to do even better, or to teach your partner or your spouse to do as well. And you guys can learn that together. And I think that's incredible that you're able to connect with even more women and moms now through these virtual courses and offer them, you know, these tools that are invaluable.
I think these will help even through the teenage years, which I have now. It's always helpful to be able to stop that maybe negative thinking, look at it, see why it's happening, and turn it into something positive. Because that's what your children see too. There are stresses everywhere. There's a lot right now that people are very anxious and they're talking about it. And so it can make children, babies, toddlers, everyone. And so if they see that you manage the stress with, okay, we're gonna just look at this, kind of take a deep breath and move forward. Look at the positives.
Yeah, I think that's great. So again, let's just go over how people can get signed up, how they can get signed up for the virtual interactive classes, and also the online childbirth education classes, two very important classes for moms and moms-to-be.
Yes, so they can go to the intermountainhealthcare.org and then go on under prenatal classes. They can find us listed under there. If they are already seeing an Intermountain provider, there are flyers, and so they can absolutely access one of those from their provider. They can call to register. That number would be 801-408-7290, and that would go directly to erinfinello@imail.org.
For the virtual interactive classes, the mom and baby group courses, the virtual courses, but you also have online childbirth education classes, which are oh so important. And that's all through a program called Yomingo. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. That's about four classes that they have different modules on postpartum emotions, baby blues, warning signs, and a resources module that lists mental health resources in Utah. And that's probably the most important, because once you know that you're having some problems, it's difficult to find help just by looking around. And so it's nice to have one dedicated spot to find that.
Absolutely. No, I think that's fantastic. And you can kind of go at your own pace with these classes too, right?
Yes. Yes. So it's not a weekly course. You can take it as you go. If you have more time one day, then you can go ahead and do a little bit more. Certainly, that's what we're headed with right now with all this online education. And so it makes it easier for people, I think, with distractions, babies crying or work, or it gives you the opportunity to go on at your own pace.
Yeah, awesome. That's just another great resource that Intermountain offers. You know, there is a $15 cost for the mom and baby group virtual course, but scholarships are available. So I think that is incredible. You don't want any mom to ever feel like they can't take advantage of one of these tools that's being offered.
Oh, no. We'll find a way for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this information with us. I think the fact that you guys are able to offer these virtual courses for moms is fantastic. Nurse Claire Vias with Intermountain Health, we appreciate you so much. And thank you so much for all the information.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And again, one of the great instructors of the Intermountain Mom and Baby Group course that you can get signed up with and do it all virtually now. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment, and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.